this week. And if you get an opportunity, come be with us on Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:45 and then regular service at 11. And just let us love on you a little bit. And if you don't like it, don't come back. But give us one shot, okay? In the word of praise, though, we do give the Lord praise. Miss Ernestine came through her procedure very good yesterday. She went out about 8:30, and by 11:30, she had had two valves replaced and the ablation to keep it open. So they kept her in the ICU critical care last night, and I saw her this morning, and they were moving her down to the step-down room. But give God the praise for that. Also, Brother Wayne told me yesterday that I think the kidney function was up some. It had improved, and is he home? He did come home with you, didn't he?
Somebody
in there? Good deal. Well, did he have to have a cath or anything like that?
Chose not to.
Good deal. Oh, yeah, I remember now reading it. And then we also want to remember Miss Moni's family as she went home to be with the Lord this morning. Was able to spend some time with her and Sister Carol and Sister Alma yesterday. But sometimes the right decision is the hardest decision, you know, and just continue to pray for them. Anyone else got a word of praise or testimony tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Answered prayer. Or maybe just a blessing you've experienced this week. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Again, we want to give God the praise for just bringing us back together. You know, a lot of people didn't make it back. And we do want to continue to pray for Melanie Lester. She's having some issues, as you know, with her thyroid, and she's had that. This is Brother Josh's wife. She's had to have a pacemaker. And then Silas Thompson. Let me make sure I'm getting everybody. Brother Wayne, Sister Melanie, Ashton, and then Dan and Dave Starnes. We want to continue to pray for them. Anyone else tonight that we can put on our prayer list? Oh, our ministry across the road, that if their souls will be drawn to our Lord. Anyone else? I know we have a lot traveling for vacation right now. I'm going to continue to pray for them. Anything else? All right, look, ma'am. Amen. All right, James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And this will be one that you've heard, I'd say, many a time. But if you look there in verse 6, basically the chapter begins in chapter 4, I believe, is... talks about the pride and the humble and where comes divisions, you know, and he goes through and he talks about personal motives. This is also in James, you remember, where he lays out that there's three basic reasons why we sin: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Our sin is from ourselves. It's not from outside of us, but it's what's in us that causes us to sin. But then he begins to tell us that we're to wage war against the enemy. We have to intentionally battle against the enemy and against our flesh. And if you'll remember through Vacation Bible School, that was the whole theme there, that it was a wage war. Be intentional about going against our enemies. And notice what it says in verse 6. It says, "But he," meaning our Lord, "gives greater grace. Therefore," he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn. Weep, let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will exalt you. And do not criticize one another, brothers and sisters. Anyone who defames or judges a fellow believer defames and judges the law. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy, but who are you to judge your neighbor? And as I was reading this and thinking about our prayer time today and the light of our Vacation Bible School and the theme that's there, and me being lax in us having our monthly prayer service, is that you remember what it said having in our, and over there in Ephesians, we won't turn there, but you remember everything that it said. It said, put on the helmet, put on the breastplate, take your sword, put your shoes on, have your shield, everything, all those weapons that we've been given. And then what did it say? It said, stand, engage. I mean, it's like, I've given you everything you need, but you've got to be willing to engage. You've got to be willing to fight, basically, and hold on to what you've been given. And are we engaging as we should be, as we want and expect revival? You know, we can do what we've always done and get what we've always got, or we can be willing, like we talked about on Father's Day, to put a little more in, to be committed to prayer, to engage a little harder. And notice what it says. It says we're to submit to God, but again, what do we have to do? Resist the devil. We have to fight against him. We have to pull back against him. And so tonight, that's what I want us to do, is I pray that we will engage in prayer. What was the last part? Do you remember after the on Friday night, we studied about the sword of the Spirit, I think. And then there was one more thing, wasn't it? You remember? It was prayer. It was prayer. That's one of the, those are two offensive weapons that we can pray. Let me read that verse to you. You can flip to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, the armor begins in verse 10, but specifically, look in verse 18. Yep, let's begin in 17. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer, every request, and stay alert with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. Now, notice, he says, you've got the sword of the Spirit, and then what do? You use it in prayer. You wield it. We take the promises of God and just speak it back to Him and say, Lord, we just want You to be here. We want You to honor Your Word. And that is how we engage. That's how we not only draw near to God, but we also resist the devil with those weapons. So tonight, as we get ready to go in our time of prayer, have you thought of any other prayer needs we might have tonight? Do pray for Maddie. She's got her surgery coming up. I believe it's the 11th, 10th, or between the 10th or the 13th of next month. But she's also praying about maybe seeking a second opinion. So pray for that.
13th,
because
I thought it was this Monday.
It's the 13th?
Yeah. She's like, no, it's
just better than I was. Just lift her up and lift up her mama and all of us as we try to know what to do, you know, in the right way. Okay. Also tonight, we've got our specific things I would like for us to pray about tonight. And the first one would be praise and thanksgiving. Would anybody just tonight? Brother Scott, you mind opening us up in prayer tonight with praise and thanksgiving? I'll call you up here once we get through them, okay? Thank you, Brother Scott. Then, Brother Otis, would you pray for the lost and the backslidden? And then that God give us a burden for the lost and the backslidden, and then we'll become in a soul-winning church, okay? And then how about physical and emotional needs, the prayer needs that we have? Brother John, will you do those? Okay. Specifically there, we're thinking of Miss Moni and the Storms family. All right, Brother Paul, would you pray for our ministries, our specific ministries in our church? Awana, college and career, field, worship in the field, all those things. All right. Brother Keith, would you pray that we learn how to love? That we learn how to love the way that Jesus loves, you know. That we be effective in loving one another. And then, lastly, we'll close out with the binding and the loosening. If you remember over in Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 18, it says, I will tell you whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree about one matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. And then I'll close that one out. And then we'll give you a time, if the Lord's leading you to pray, you go ahead and lead us in prayer. Have your prayer, and don't worry about it being long nor short if the Lord's calling you to it. And then we'll close out in praise and thanksgiving again. And I want to remind you that there's no better place to be than the altar, if you can get down at least. It might be rough if you can't get back up, but that's what I was thinking. It was me and you talking about it the other day, wasn't we? Me and you. All right, Brother Scott, if you would, come and begin us in just a word of praise and thanksgiving. And if you will, Brother Scott, just for the salvations and the souls that God gave us through Vacation Bible School, and just a good week there.
Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and mercy and grace, and most of all, Jesus. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent to guide us, and we thank you for those souls that were saved during Vacation Bible School. And I pray, Father, that we'll follow up with them and that we do your will. We're thankful for everything and all things and your plan for our lives, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for everything. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Brother Otis, if you would, just not only pray for the lost and the backslidden, but also pray that the Lord make us a soul-winning church. And again, we have over 250 on our prayer list up here, and that's just a drop in the bucket compared. We claim 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For those.
Father, we just come tonight with a burden. When we look around our community and see so many lost, Jesus, so many that don't even want to hear the word, and so many that know the word, but they're not heeding the word, they're not listening to your call. And it burdens me, and I know it does the other deacons in our church and our pastor, that we're not as active as we should be in our witnessing, in our visitation, our calling. Some of it's on us, Lord. We're not putting the blame on someone else without a cause. But, Father, I just pray that you change our hearts. Your word tells us that we need to look like you, Jesus. And I find myself very short when I hang myself up to look like you. I'm short. And Father, we just ask that you would be with those that's been in our church and those in our community that's not in that church, away from you for whatever reason it is. They've gone backward. they're not as close to you this year as they were last year. And I have to ask myself, am I closer to you this year than I was last year? Have I slid backward? If I have, Lord, I apologize. I'm sorry. I repent of it. Just, Lord, help me to step back up and do the duty that I've been called to do, to be a deacon, to be a friend, to be a teacher, to be a witness. And, Father, we just pray that that would happen. I've said several times now in front of the congregation, I can remember back times when our first church was established, Thomas Village, that everywhere you went in this community, if you mentioned the name Thomas Village, someone else had already invited them to church to come. And we're falling away from that, Lord. I'm sorry, but we are. It's not on our lips, it's not on our mind to even speak to someone, to invite them to church, to make a conversation with them, to strike up a conversation. And I'm prone to do that with whomever it is. And sometimes my wife questions me about it, not for doing it, but just what was my intent. And my intent is to find out, Lord, who is saved in this community and who's not. And I can only go by their testimony. I can't tell someone that they're not saved. I'm not a judge. Lord, we just pray that you'd bend our hearts, prick our hearts, bend our spirits. Give us circumstances that we got to work through, Lord, to get there. But we need to grow as a church, not just number-wise, but with a spirit, a contrite, break our contrite heart to look like you and be like you and talk like you. And, Father, we know that's not easy to do. But I know that I've fallen short of that myself, and I know others are and have too. And we just pray, Lord, that they would come back to the church, come back to you, renew that spirit, renew that relationship, renew that promise that you've given us in our hearts, that we will serve you and no other God. And God, we just pray that you be with our pastor. May you continue to grow him. We've seen so much growth in our pastor this past year. He's growing. And am I just standing? Am I growing? And I pray, Lord, that I can grow too with him and with our church. And I challenge those here tonight and those that are listening to grow, to be closer tomorrow than you were today. When you get up tomorrow, what would be the first thing on your mind? Is it going to be to do your daily devotional and read the Word and have prayer? Or is it going to get into the day? You got work to do and things to do. And Lord, you get pushed back every day by many of us because we don't make you first. And you tell us in your Word to seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. And I pray, Lord, that we just be that kind of church, that kind of Christian, that kind of person. I challenge them. I'm challenging myself, but I'm challenging you, the church body. Let's be the church that he's called us to be. And those that are backslidden, for whatever reason, you may have hurt, you may have been spoken to in a bitter way, and I'm sorry for that. I'd be glad to come talk with you. Our pastor will. Other deacons will. But God, we just need to get them back to you. And we just thank you for hearing our prayers and loving us and giving us another day and giving us this family we call the church. May you continue to love it. May you continue to bless it, not for our goodness, but for your mercies and for your sake. We ask each blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Specifically, as we think of Sister Ernestine tonight. Ms. Starnes' family, Ms. Bonnie's family.
Heavenly Father, Lord, Lord, once again, we just continue to come before you, Lord, just in humility, Father, Lord, and just recognizing you, Lord, as the Lord God Almighty, Lord, just for who you are, Father, Lord God, just the ultimate, the creator of the universe, Father God. Your name is holy. We just give you thanks and give you praise, Father. Lord, at this time, I just want to lift up all those here in our church body, in our community, who are suffering ailments, illnesses, Father God. Sister Ernestine, as she continues to recover from surgery, Lord. Aunt Monty and all the family of Aunt Monty, Lord, as she has passed, Lord, just give everyone directly and close to her, Lord, just peace and calm, Lord, during their time of grieving. Lord, with the Starnes as well, Father, Lord, I just lift them up. Lord, I pray for Brother Wayne, Father God, and I continue to lift him up to you. Lord, you know each and every need in our church, Father. I just lift everyone up to you, every single person of our congregation, Father God, who just may be going through something. It may not be a major illness. It may not be anything big as we would see it, Lord, but it may be just added stress to our everyday walk, Father. Lord, just give us the trust and the faith to lift it up and hand it over to you, whatever it may be, Father. Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord, just for all that you've done, and most of all for Jesus Christ. And it's in his name I pray all this.
Stay where you at, but would you pray for our ministries, all our different ministries? Brother Keith, if you would lead us in prayer, just that, Lord, let us love like Jesus loves and be effective in that love.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for this another opportunity, Lord, and the privilege to be in your house. Father, you loved us so much that you died on Calvary's cross, that we too, Lord, could spend an eternity with you. And Lord, this has always been a loving church. And Lord, you tell us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, who is our neighbor? Lord, each and every one around us is our neighbors. And we'll just love them, Lord. And we can only love them, Lord, after you put that love in our heart, because love's not in us. And Lord, I just thank you for putting that love into our heart. And Lord, when I love someone, I shouldn't ever go out and speak about them anything that I wouldn't be afraid to go right to their face and say it, Lord, because I've got that love for them. And I just pray, dear God, that you would help me as a Christian, Lord, to grow stronger in you, Lord, each and every day of my life, and love each and every one like I'm supposed to, like you have commanded us to do. And Lord, I just pray that this would continue to be a loving church that you've made, Lord. You built this church from scratch, and it was made with love. And Lord, we just thank you for it. And we thank you, dear God, for a pastor with love in his heart and love to preach your word, Lord. And we just thank you for him. We thank you for each and every one, Lord. And thank you, dear God, for what you do for us each and every day, because you love us. And we thank you for it. For these things, I ask in your precious name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I do come to you. Lord, just thankful for the privilege of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thankful that you not only have given me the privilege, but Lord, you've also given me that I have to, Lord. You've told me in that scripture, as we read just right over there, the responsibility. You've given me the responsibility of prayer. God, as we've seen there in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, as you have given us all these weapons to be victorious. And I thank you tonight, Lord, that you are making me into more than an overcomer. Lord, that you're making me and created me to be a victorious warrior for your kingdom. And Heavenly Father, Lord, that tonight I understand that prayer is a part of that. Not just praying for myself or praying for blessings, but Lord, to pray for other people. To lift up my brothers and my sisters, Lord. To pray that they have the resources they need. God, that they have the power and the strength within themselves through the person of the Holy Spirit to be victorious as well. And so, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for not coming together with my brothers and sisters or leading this church in prayer like I should. But God, tonight I thank you, Lord, that the Bible teaches us that if we do resist the devil and draw to you, then you'll lift us up. And that's what we're doing right now as a church. God, we're coming together as representatives of your body here in Duffield, Virginia. And God, we're asking you right now to forgive us of our sins. Lord, we are not authorities, we're not apostles, but we believe your word, where it says that there's certain things that need to be bound and there's certain things that need to be loosed. And so, God, right now, tonight, I'm asking you to bind any spirit of pride and any spirit of selfishness. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we recognize that all sins flow from lifting up our own self in our own eyes. And God, in that, we ask you to bind not only the pride, the selfishness, but Lord, the division. As we think about the apostles, when the two, James and John, asked to be at the right seat, Lord, it caused a issue through the whole group. And so, Lord, we pray that you also bind negative attitudes, empathy, of not just being satisfied with where we're at. Lord, bind all that for your glory. Lord, that there be not an attitude, spirit, whatever some may call it, Lord, that tonight those things that hinder us from being all that we could be for your glory, because you deserve it. God, I pray you bind it. And also, Lord, I pray tonight that you loosen certain things. Lord, loosen the Holy Spirit in our lives. And God, not just for power that we can preach the word or we be out there, Lord, winning souls to you, which we want that, but Lord, release the Holy Spirit for conviction in our lives. God, that we see where our shortcomings is, that we won't play the game of my sins are okay. Jesus understands, but Lord, that we'll get serious about our own issues. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you loosen the bond of unity. Lord, draw our hearts to you, and in doing that, draw our hearts to one another. Let us see one another as a gift from God, and that this church is a valuable resource. And God, let us be thankful for that, and in doing that, Lord, we'll be drawn together. Lord, I pray today that you loosen the spirit of revival. God, the Bible, it means to be refreshed, to be renewed. Heavenly Father, Lord, and tonight I pray that you stir within us, stir within me, number one, Lord, that you give me that hunger for your word, that burden for the lost, that excitement about our future. Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm so grateful that you can do that. Even in the driest and deadest of hearts, you can spark a fresh flame. And Lord, I praise you for that. I pray, God, also that you give us a hunger for your word. Because the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, that just doesn't mean salvation. But Heavenly Father, Lord, that means as we grow, it doesn't matter how much we know your word, Lord, we're still to be in your word, daily reading, daily studying, Lord, and allowing it to build us up. And so, Lord, tonight again, I come to you just asking you to bind what needs to be bound, to loose what needs to be loosed, and draw us together for your glory. Again, I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us souls for your kingdom here in the past few weeks. God, that's just awesome. It's wonderful, and it's good that we feel that again. So, Lord, I praise you and I thank you. You're good. Anyone else tonight got a word of prayer? Maybe a praise? Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do come to you, and I just want to end by thanking you. As Brother Scott started us, Lord, we don't want to leave here by, Lord, just asking for supplies, which we do need it. Lord, we don't want to just be here asking for healing, which there's healing needed, and issues with depression. But, Lord, I look back on just today, God. You've let me drive probably 100 or more miles and come back, Lord. You've been faithful. You've kept me safe. You've given me your word tonight, and you've allowed me to look in your word and to give me excitement there, Lord. You've given me a daughter and a son, Heavenly Father, Lord, that thank you for their growth in you, Lord. I know they're not perfect, but I ask you to continue to bless them. Thank you for bringing them home. Lord, I thank of Katie and the good report that she had today. God, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that Sister Ernestine has come through her time of surgery well. God, I'm thankful that we were able to help some people this week, and be it maybe not everything they wanted, but Lord, we were able to bless them. I thank you for hope. I thank you for what's going on right now over across the road as the Word of God and the love of Christ is being distributed for your name's sake. Lord, I thank you for Vacation Bible School, and that our adult class was one of our biggest classes in the whole place. God, that doesn't happen at most churches. So Lord, I just thank you that you're working here. I'm thankful, Lord, that no matter what we see, you do all things well. And you've got a purpose and a plan. And God, I still hold fast to that the best days are yet to come. Again tonight, Lord, we lift up Miss Alma. We lift up Sister Carol. We lift up those other two sisters, Lord, and the grandbabies that's there. God, we pray you be with them. But God, I thank you and I praise you for your mercy and your grace. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. I was wondering why we're getting out so early and we didn't sing no songs, did we? We didn't sing no songs. Was you able to find that, Brother Rick? You was? Good deal. Okay, if you can stand with me now. You may not know this one. How many of you know the song, God of Wonders? If you know it, sing it with me. Get in there with me somewhere, okay? Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. So early in the morning, I will celebrate the light. And as I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. I want you to think about that, though. How big is our God, and how accustomed to just normal everyday have we made him? You know what I mean? He is so big, so great, that the heavens cannot contain him. Remember that as you go through the rest of your week, all right? God bless you.